Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jill Vandervoort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau joins us on today's program to preview the 8th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest. Well, Jill, it's that time of year once again, the 8th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest, a partnership between Pella and Knoxville for really a celebration of our lake and our community. First of all, what does it mean to be back and planning this annual event that brings a lot of people to our community and a lot of fun?
Well, we have a great planning committee, and I very much enjoy being a part of this. The thing that makes it even more special is the gentleman, and we have one young lady, that are the pilots for the event. You know, they're just super people. They like engaging with their sponsors. They like the location because of the water feature at Lake Red Rock. We continue to have a wait list of pilots that want to be a part of this event. So we're always looking for sponsors. One thing I wanted to mention is that next year will be the 50th anniversary of Lake Red Rock. Our Balloon Fest will hopefully be tying in some activities that will help recognize that anniversary as well. So we're very hopeful to really increase the pilot attendance, and also, of course, then that brings the sponsorships into play. But we're hoping to increase sponsorships so we could maybe even potentially get up to 40 balloons at the event next year.
And then for the Balloon Fest coming up, it really all kicks off on the week of Independence Day, Friday, July the 6th, and Saturday, July the 7th, through the morning of Sunday the 8th. What are some of the key activities that are returning this year over the 3 days?
Well, we enjoy hosting a lot of activities at the beach, especially throughout Saturday. So Saturday morning, we'll be kicking off with the 5K, 10K fundraiser run. And following that will again be the pancake breakfast on the beach. As we get into the day, you'll find kids' crafts and activities offered throughout the day. And we're grateful to the Corps of Engineers for hosting the Let's Go Paddling, which will take place right there on the North Overlook Beach shoreline. Later in the day, the Corps of Engineers at 3 o'clock will be sponsoring the Butterfly Safari. So kids, families can participate in a lot of those activities. And then both Friday evening and Saturday evening, we'll have vendors on the beach, including foods, beverages, popcorns, ice cream, that type of thing for your family to enjoy while you listen to some great music on Friday night provided by Thistle and Lace. And then on Saturday night, we have the Establishment Band performing. So they'll both be performing each night from 6 to 10 p.m.
And of course, the highlight of the Balloon Fest are the launches, and there will be four once again. I'll remind our listeners of the times and some of the best viewing spots they can see the balloons if they get up in the air.
Yes, we do have 33 balloons this year. We'll be launching basically, I'm going to say roughly around 7 a.m., 7 p.m. So Friday evening, the first flight you might see balloons in the air will be around 7 o'clock that evening. The best place to watch is always North Overlook Beach, because that's the goal that they are looking to focus on and bring the winds that direction so our crowd at the beach can see as they are passing by. Again, in the morning, Saturday morning, our flight, you'll see balloons in the air around 6:30 or 7 a.m., and then Saturday night again around 7 p.m., and our final flight will be Sunday morning. Look to the skies around 6:30 or 7 Sunday morning again as well. It is a temperamental sport. Keep that in mind. Wind speeds do need to be no more than 7 to 9 miles per hour, or they simply can't fly. So we do look for calm winds so that we can entertain our guests and enjoy the event as always.
And the pilots themselves also have competition throughout some of the launches as well. And there are different launches like Night Glow and all those other kinds of things that people may be able to enjoy if they can't catch one of the one main launches, correct?
Yes. If we aren't able to launch, we will still be at the beach doing some type of inflates, whether it's around the time where they had hoped to launch. Otherwise, we will be doing Night Glows both nights as well. And those will take place at dusk, again at North Overlook Beach. Everything is located there. That's your focus. Come early because parking is limited, and we do enjoy hosting approximately 6,000 people last year throughout the 2 evenings at the beach. So it's a great time. It's a fun event. I really recommend that you come out and enjoy it. If not in the evenings, come out and enjoy a beautiful morning flight Saturday morning and have pancakes on the beach.
And then, of course, we are the one to count on for cancellations and delays. If people are trying to find out information about some of the launches, you will be contacting us, correct?
We do. We keep our media updated all the time. We'll especially be working very closely with your team, Andrew, in any type of updates. So listen to KNIA KRLS for those updates if there's any weather conditions that we need to cancel or postpone flights for.
Once again, that was Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Jill Vandevort previewing this weekend's Balloon Fest celebration. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.